Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure and privilege to be here every Saturday morning with Manitek Australasian Community. This is the place where we connect and become inspired and becoming greater people in our journey of partnering with Manitek for wellness and for income and for mission. I partner with these calls with Dana Hunter and Gary Knapp, who you've just heard, and it's definitely our privilege to partner with you to do this, and it's so exciting. I'm so blessed and grateful that Ron and Paulette said yes to doing this call, and I'll give you a little bit of background about Ron and Paulette. Ron and Paulette Roy, Silver Presidentials from Naples, Florida, were the 2012 North American Business Builders of the Year. They've been Manitek Presidential since 1994. They are serving their second term on the North American Advisory Council. For many years, the council has served diligently and worked closely with the Manitek executive team to represent the associates in North America, and in many cases, the best interests of the global Manitek family. In the last 20 years, the Roys have dedicated and committed themselves to the global vision of Manitek as a company that makes a difference with everybody it touches. From the early days of their career, their mantra has always been caring enough to make a difference. This philosophy has served them hugely as they provide personal leadership and business development trainings and coaching. They look forward to many more years of impacting lives and the millions of malnourished children with our N5M Foundation project. And in this way, they know that through the mission of Manitek's N5M, they'll be leaving a legacy of difference, not only for their family, but for many, many generations to come. So today we'll be talking about Eric Worre. If you don't know, he's the GoPro guy for network marketing professionals, and he is going to be our speaker at Manifest next year. And I know some of the U.S. presidentials have been doing some training with him. So thank you so much, Ron and Paulette, for being here to guide us through this very important information for our business skills.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. It is such an honor to be on this international call and reach out to all of you. I really want to acknowledge, thank our corporate team for organizing this, working with Sharon to invite us to be speakers. In particular, we are especially grateful to Al Bala, our international president, who has such a passion for our success. And for us, for Bob Adam, who is the general manager for the United States, and Terry Bayless, many of you may know Terry, of course, and she's the assistant general manager. And it's through their auspices that we are here to speak with you this morning. The second part is that I would like to do, so I just want to acknowledge our gratitude to the person that introduced us to Manitek way back when in 1994. It was a very important time in our lives, and we just want to acknowledge them for doing that. And lastly, I want to share with you that our team has a name, and it's All In to Win. Every week we run our own calls as well, but we always take a moment to share our personal mission with Manitek, and that's to create a team of dedicated Manitek associates and leaders who will, in the next 7 or 10 years, support 50,000 malnourished children. And so that's our personal commitment, is to the children all over the world. And it's such an honor to be able to do that. I'm going to be talking about the 7 skills to becoming a network marketing pro. I hope that all of you have paper and pen. Let me begin by just encouraging everyone to go to the website, order the book. It's not a big book. And then there's an audio series that you can play while driving in your car, and it just adds a whole element to understanding the material. Eric also, you can also register for daily messages from Eric. He is going to be our keynote speaker at Manifest. Well, the website says April 5th to April 11th, so that's what we're going to announce. Having you there in Texas next year, it adds such a wonderful element. I just love seeing all you guys. And we missed you this year because we just had a North American event this year. So let me begin. Eric has a wonderful opening, and he talks about, and all of you know this, so I'm going to make it quick, but his opening statement says, network marketing isn't perfect. Boy, but it's better than anything else out there. And the pros, of course, you all know, no boss, no commute, no politics, no discrimination, no educational requirements, time freedom. It's global. Here we are. It's a global opportunity. Lots of wonderful incentives and so on and so forth. And Ron and I particularly like that our life is our own to choose. And we've been honored to be able to travel extensively, especially in this last year. So the cons, as far as we're concerned, there are none. There really aren't. because we just know that this has, for us, these last 21 years, given our life so much purpose. The second part of my little introduction is that, you know what, this is not rocket science for you guys, but we're in a new economy, a global new economy, because everything is changing. The old paradigm of 40-40-40, work 40 years and then retire and have a retirement income, man, that's not happening anymore. We're into what Eric calls, and here's a great word for you to write down, a performance economy. See, people now are being hired by the job that they get done. And when they complete that job, they get paid. Let's see. That's what happens in network marketing, right? And the reason for that, why a corporation's doing that, if you get people making results and getting results right, you're going to need less people. And, of course, we have the rise of technology that's, you know, getting people in a situation where they're getting laid off because technology is replacing them. And lastly, the introduction and growth of the robotics industry, which are replacing jobs. We were just on Facebook just a few days ago and saw this incredible little robot that you can have in your kitchen. This little robot has these two arms, right, goes over the stove and whatever, and it cooks 2,000 meals. So if there's any bachelors on this call, you might find this interesting. And they're saying it's going to be in the marketplace by 2017. So the world is changing. And so we are incredibly well poised to move into the marketplace and find those people who see what we see. Now we're going to move into another chapter on why should you be a network marketing pro. And I'm going to bring Ron in at this point, and he's going to tell you about that part.
Good day, y'all. I hope you're having a fine day. Anyway, a little section talks about why go pro. And our experience in the industry, and we've been in the industry now about 25 years, coming from a traditional world of starting and owning businesses. And what we have discovered, and I can't agree more with what Eric has taught us with his book, it's probably the most complete set of skills and what you need to do to be successful that I've ever seen. It's up to date. It's not old news. I love Jim Rohn. He's my number one, always has been, favorite mentor. And none of his principles and philosophies has changed. It's the same. But getting down to a day-to-day basis, step-by-step, Eric Worre really has it all. What he talks about in the industry is that we run into three types of people. We have what they call the poser. And the poser is somebody basically, it's sort of like their mindset is buying a lottery ticket. They're hoping they want to get in early, and they're going to hit it big without doing a lot, not putting much effort into it. And, of course, as we all know, that never, ever works. The second type of person is the amateur, and they're more focused on luck, hoping to get lucky and sign up one or two of those monster distributors. And they're always looking for angles, looking for shortcuts, and there really are not any shortcuts in this industry. It's all based on some basic skills that you have to learn. I love the definition, if you will, of I heard network marketing was, which was basically personal development with a compensation plan. And I really like that. The more you develop, the more you get compensated. So the third type is the network marketing pro, the professional who becomes an expert. And he marries his or her passion with the skills required to build a large and successful network marketing organization. You know, in the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, you know, he talks about all the experts, you know, the superstar sports people, the golfers, the basketball players, the hockey players. And how do you become a true expert? Well, in that world, it's putting in about 10,000 hours of practice. Think about that. In network marketing, you earn while you learn. You don't have to worry about putting those 10,000 hours in. It's a matter of just practicing it and doing it again and again and again.
Okay, so back to me. So there's our opening remarks that come from the introduction from Eric. So let's start talking about the seven skills. Skill number one is the most obvious, and that is finding prospects. We read something recently that said that maybe we shouldn't call it a prospect list. Maybe we should call it the list of people whose family we want to help. And that comes from Darren Hardy's new book. And we just love that. So you want to build a list. And let's face it, if you don't have a list, you don't have a business. Here's a couple things to think about. Very often we're a little choosy about who we put on our list. So if you're brand new and just getting started, you just put everybody on that list. Never prejudge them because you just never know. Some of the many surprises we've had over the years are people we thought would never want to join our team who do. So, but if you've been around for a while and you're building, there are some great questions you can ask to see if this is a qualified prospect. But in the beginning, put everybody down. You've got to constantly expand your list. And when I do coaching calls with people, whether it's using their Mana Tracker or their Keeper Counseling Sheet, I talk to them about a funnel. Who have you put in your funnel this week? And we tomorrow for you guys, it's the start of a new business period. And so I always say to them, look it, make the decision that this is the business period that you're going to go out there and expand your list massively. The probably the one thing for those of you who've been around for a long time is we wait to kind of run into people. But what Eric suggests, and it really was an aha moment for me, is you've got to go out there and network on purpose. Go out there, be social, join clubs, civic clubs, maybe join a gym, volunteer. But go out there and meet people on a day-to-day basis, not just by accident, but on purpose. Those are a few facts on the first skill, which is finding prospects. Ron?
I think probably this is one of the most important and critical steps to success. It's step number two or skill number two. And that's the invitation. If you don't learn how to invite properly, it's going to be a long, long time before you actually become effective. So this is one that needs some practice. But if you invest the time, it'll pay off in spades. You know, network marketing pros act like coaches or consultants, and they build relationships. And I think it's important that you develop a relationship. You try to find out what their why is, okay? Because what we really bring is solutions to people who have challenges. And if you start pitching the product or the opportunity too quickly, in some circumstances, it's just not going to be very effective. The first method he talks about is inviting a prospect or somebody that you've met or want to help. Invite them to a one-on-one or a two-on-one with your sponsor. We always recommend working with your sponsor at the very, very beginning so that you have that expert with you. Part of that method number one is also to invite that prospect to review a tool, maybe a DVD or a CD. They also get invited to, in some cases, to an event, like a home presentation. You remember that a tool paints a picture, and it offers hope and possibilities. The meeting provides the social proof that there are others involved, and it's team dynamics working together. The downside to method number one is that it's difficult to schedule. It's difficult to confirm people's appointments. Have you ever invited several people, like maybe 5, 7, 8, 10 people, and have only one show up? It can be very frustrating. And that's why I really like method number two. Method number two is learning how to invite people to watch a DVD or watch a video, to listen to a CD, to get them on a website. That, to me, is the easiest thing to do. And then you follow up and invite them to an event. And we'll talk about that skill in a second, but let me talk a little bit about the upside to method number two. First off, it's a lot easier to build quickly, to build a larger and a duplicating business. It is painless to some degree. It helps you find the right people. It's easy to teach and duplicate. I love this quote from his book. In network marketing, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. So keep that in mind. Four basic rules to inviting. Detach yourself from the outcome. You can't get hung up on that. We bring solutions, but some people don't want them. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to be some slick salesperson. Be yourself. Passion and enthusiasm are contagious. Have it. Have posture. Become a network marketing pro. you know, there are steps to a professional invitation. He talks about always being in a hurry because successful people are always going somewhere. Now, there are many different ways, and this is something, again, I tell people, write down a few invitations that you're comfortable with and get them so that you can just spontaneously use them at the right time. You're talking to Walmart when the people are first getting involved. One of the expressions I really like is talking to your friend or your family member, I think I found a way. And I think I found a way to help them with something I already know is a challenge. The indirect is to ask for prospect for help, input, guidance. You know, play up to their ego. Say, geez, I don't know, you know, too much about business, but I know you do, and boy, I'd love some, you know, some input from, you know, from your experiences. Would you help me? That warm market can help you practice your presentation. In the cold market, you're looking at telling people you're expanding in their area. And I think the most important thing is be yourself when you're doing this. He calls this his secret weapon. GoPro's secret weapon is this expression, if I would you, if I would you. As an example, if I gave you a DVD, would you watch it? If I gave you a CD, would you listen to it? When they say yes, you have their first yes. They've now confirmed that if you give them the DVD, they will watch it. That's their first yes. Now remember, this question is very, very powerful. It's reciprocal. You will do something if they do something. You're offering a value exchange. It implies that you have something of value. And here's how we get our confirmations. The first confirmation comes by saying, okay, when do you think you can watch this DVD? For sure. And you wait for their response, and they'll tell you. Might be tonight, might be tomorrow, might be over the weekend. When you get the time, you don't need to be pushy with it, but have a time within a reasonable amount of time, and they'll do that and agree to it, and that's your second yes. The second confirmation is confirming the time. When they agree to watch it or listen to it, say tonight as an example, you can say, so if I call you tomorrow morning, you will have watched it or listened to it for sure, right? And when they confirm that, that's their... The key here is that it isn't an appointment you've set. It's really an appointment they have set. And your last confirmation is to ask, what is the best number and time for me to call? And when you get that information, they have now confirmed 4 times that they will do that. And now it's time to end the conversation, leave the scene, hang up the phone. You're in a hurry. You got to run. Get it over with.
Nicely done. Thanks, honey. We just got to tell you that we think that this particular part of the book, spend some serious time, because this is where the rubber meets the road, right? This is where you're making that connection. I know you guys have got Powered by Ambertos, and you've got other materials around there that you can share with people and tools. So now you've done the invitation, they like what they've seen, and you're setting up your appointment. So here's skill number 3 is doing your presentation. And very simply, it's show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And we know that achievers are showing the plan 15 times business period. That's a great goal. And we have one of our builders is doing that right now, and she is on fire. She is so excited. She just, at the beginning of last business period, said, this is it. And a matter of fact, she had about 5 appointments this past week, is looking forward to really rocking it even more so next business period. But we want to tell you about something that we do that's very, very effective. Have you ever had your home meeting, which you should be doing, what, every other week? There's a cycle, right? You do your one-on-one, you do your home meeting, you do your monthly training, and then you have your super regionals. And you go around that cycle again and again. But sometimes it's a little difficult to get to that person to get to your home meeting, right? So this is what we've discovered. Ron and I call our presentations they're in 2 phases. The first one is what we call a first look. This is what we call a coffee appointment. You're not there to just tell them all about Manachek, but you're there to find out something about them, create some interest. Maybe you're using we've got this wonderful M5M flyer, which is a great point well, here's something great about Manitech, and here's what the kids that we're helping, whatever that may be. And you keep that conversation very personal about, and you find out what it is that maybe is a need for them. So that's the first look. And I'll tell you, once you get that introduction in place, they will show up for your biweekly meeting. Now, some of you may be doing a weekly meeting, and that's great. The important thing is to have your weekly meeting or do those one-on-ones. We cannot stress enough that you want to create that personal relationship. It's not about pitching Manitech. It's about talking to them and creating relationships. Let's face it, we have a wonderful presentation that's put out by Manitech. We love it. We do it very faithfully. As a matter of fact, we are having Al here, Al and Bob Adams here in June. We have decided to have weekly meetings. And it just creates an excitement with people. They know they can have some place to bring someone, all right? Because you know what the bottom line is? With this first look, you're asking the questions. You might be using M5M flyer or brochure, and then you have the Manitech presentation. It's a process that could easily be duplicated. So that if you're a newbie and you're just getting started in Manitech, you can team up with the person that brought you into the business. Go out there and have a cup of coffee. I'll tell you, it is so much fun. We are having so much fun. And just, you know, go out and do that. It's important that your passion be there, that you be excited, and that you let them know you are a professional. And if you learn these skills, I'm telling you, you'll increase your business significantly by learning these skills, which is why we opted to show you these skills tonight. So that's number three, and I'm going to bring Ron back on for the where the money is, step number four.
Well, you've heard this before. The fortune is in the follow-up, and it's doing what you said you would do. Do that. Do it and do it on time. I think it's very, very important that when you said that you would follow up and call that person, that you do it, and you do it at the agreed-upon time. I notice a lot of people don't do that, and I think that that's critical. It's very, very important. Remember also that the follow-up begins the next exposure or the next meeting, and I love this whole concept, which is, the only reason to have an exposure or a meeting is to set up the next exposure or the next meeting and the next meeting until the decision is made. When you first start to talk to an individual and they've watched that DVD or listened to the CD or been to the website, whatever it was you asked them to do, the best follow-up question is always, what did you like best? Get them thinking positive about something that they liked, not the question that says, well, what do you think? Don't do what do you think. Do what did you like best. I think most of us know that it takes multiple exposures for the average person to join. Almost anything, you need to be exposed to it more than once. And they say the average is about 4 to 6. So keep your urgency, but have the patience while you're building that relationship with that individual. Condense the exposures whenever you can into the shortest time possible. If you can meet with somebody 3 or 4 times within 7 to 10 days, that's really ideal. Because if you go too slowly and you stretch it out, they tend to get distracted by life. Mm-hmm. So remember that. All of this takes practice. Your skills will improve over time. My mentor, Jim Rohn, said when talking about his first experiences in the industry, and he talks about his first presentation, and he said, it was so bad, if I hadn't have been doing it, I would have gone home. But what he said was, I did it again, and I did it again, and I did it again, and that's how I got better.
So now, you've been so enthusiastic and excited, you're ready for skill number 5, which is helping your prospect become an associate, right, and understand more about becoming successful in Manitech. They're getting excited. They're saying, yeah. But, you know, I just want to give you one word of caution. I promise you, this is something I still have to remind myself. We met today with a fantastic gal, a great networker, very open. She's from Colombia. And, of course, we're very vested in the fact that Manitech is open in Colombia. And she was just a doll. And I had to talk to myself on the way home not to get too overexcited. It was a great interview, but I had to let go the result of that. Because, see, we want to be urgent, but we don't want people to think we're needy, all right? The other thing, though, here's the flip side to the coin. I do expect her to join. And when I read that in the book, I laughed because so often we go into an appointment and we say, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this person's going to say yes. And he has his training, just expect the sale to happen. So make sure when you're doing those presentations that you're presenting the product and the business opportunity equally. Let's face it, only 10% of the people you bring into business want to do it as a business. So you want to make sure you do a nice, balanced approach, okay? And you know what we do? We say to them, we've got these amazing products. We've got a fantastic corporate office research lab that just is fantastic. We've got over 100 patents now. But you know what else? You get me. Write that one down. I'm taking this to the top, you can say, and we're going to do this together. So you're not going to do it for them. And there's sometimes a tendency with the three-point plan structure of people saying, well, we're just going to build this leg. That gives them the impression they don't really have to do very much in order to be successful. So just be wary of that. You're going to work it. You're going to work it together because they have you. And you know what? When somebody buys anything, and especially in Manitech, they buy you. So write that down. You get me. Eric does this four-step close that you might think is fun. During the interview, you're finding out how much money they want to make, how many hours that they're willing to put in to make that money, right? And how many months they expect that is required in order to make it. So say they want to make, let's make it easy, $500, right? So they say, we'd like to make an extra $500 a month. You say, great, how many hours a week are you willing to do? And they say, one. Well, we know that's not realistic, right? So maybe we have a conversation around that. So here's the final closed question, which I absolutely love. And I'm going to read it to you. And you can find it in the book, so don't worry about it if you don't get it all done. If I could show you how to develop an income of $500 a month, working 10 hours a week, over the course of 6 months, would you be ready to get started? And then you wait. They're the ones that gave you the answer. And I'll tell you, it's a great way to get somebody started because now you know when you're ready to get them started what your expectations are and what their expectation is. So that takes us to skill number 6, which is helping your new associate get started. Right. Ron?
Eric likes to call this the game plan interview. He talks about in the first step, you validate their decision on becoming an associate. You congratulate them on making a decision to take charge of their life. And then you start to set some expectations and remind them that their success or failure in this business is really up to them. They're the difference. We're here to work with you, but not for you. And really what our job is to help them become independent as quickly as possible. So it's important to have a getting started checklist, you know, the basic stuff, set up the automatic order, set up their website, make sure they got some appropriate basic tools, they know when the events are going to take place, the webinars, the regional events, meetings. They have some basic understanding of the initial steps of the comp plan. Don't get too complicated here, just some basic stuff. And keep in mind that what's very, very important is understanding how to invite. So you need to work with them on that because that is critical. And, of course, the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is really what this business is all about. Having a list, contacting and inviting, showing the plan, and following up. And then after that, you continue to add to the list, you continue to contact and invite, you continue to show the plan, and you follow up. And it just goes round and round and round. And the masters, the people who really get this down, are the people who become really successful. You know, the game plan should include kind of like a calendar. You know, when do they want to become regional? When do they want to become national? Get them to be thinking about their first customer, their first associate, their first check, and, of course, attending the first event. You want to help them get over the line. And that line is really the difference between success and failure. And once they're on the other side of the line, it's so much easier to continue than it is to quit.
We just recently had a gal started with us, and in many, many circles in Manitech, people work to get that first customer like within that first week. And you want to be thinking, let's get that newbie to regional director within that first business period. And then you're thinking about maybe a national director, say, in the 3 months. That's probably the biggest shift that we have done here in North America, is to really become focused on developing leadership. That's what the three-point plan is about. And I don't know if tonight's not about the three-point plan, but I just wanted to just give a plug for that, that developing the leader is how you secure your volume. Over the years, we've always focused on, because we have so many customers, right, we focus on volume development. That can still happen, but you don't even have to really think about it. If you've got growing regional businesses, say one or two people in each of those first two legs, you get that going, and you cannot fail. I said to our own team, look, you get a growing national business, and you're well on your way to being presidential, because that growth is just going to keep going. You're going to increase your skills. And the way to do that in the three-point plan what is the step number two, which is the me, right? This is where you're reading books and you're listening to the CDs every single day. You're using your Manitracker. But the bottom line, if you've got somebody new in your business, if you want to get them to the next event, which is skill number seven, we just, Sharon mentioned at the beginning of the call that next year we have our international event. But I'm sure that you guys are having regional events, you're having monthly training. And you know what I love so much? Here I am talking to you from Naples, Florida. And I love the fact that we're all on the same page. We're talking three-point plan. We're talking structure. We're talking personal development. We're talking relationships, building relationships. But the best place to get that information, to get that training, is at your events. And that's skill number seven, promoting your events. You want to get to all of them because there's that cycle, right? You have your event of the one-on-one and the weekly training, the monthly training. So let me just quickly go over the seven skills, and then we've got some kind of some neat thoughts we want to share with you that come at the end of Eric's book. So the first skill is build your list, finding those prospects, and we gave you some ideas there. And now you want to do the important skill, which is learning some scripts to inviting. So skill number two is inviting. Number three, once you've invited them, and remember, I love that those closes of getting the four yeses that Ron has done. Skill number three is doing a presentation. We talked about two types, the first look, which is sitting down, casually talking, getting to know them, and the second look is showing the Manitech presentations, right? So that's number three. Number four, so we've done the presentation. Of course, the logical thing is a follow-up. So that's skill number four. So fortune is in the follow-up. So that's number four. Number five is you're helping that customer get started or that associate get started, and you're detaching yourselves from the outcome, and you're letting them know they have you to support them for their success. Number six is you're helping that new associate get started. Very fundamental. We all do the same thing. We tell them some more about a book, but you're using the tools that Manitech has. Let me tell you, no matter what you're hoping for the future, the line is there are some people that are very successful in Manitech using what it is that they have. And we've got some awesome things, okay? And don't forget this Navigate, right, which comes from your backyard. So that's number six, getting that person in a game plan interview and deciding what they want to create. And lastly, number seven, which is promoting events. Events is where the vision gets bigger for them. It's very exciting for them to go in there and they see all these people who believe what you believe, and it grows their vision. The final chapter is anything worthwhile takes time. So, Ron, what are some of the thoughts that Eric shares in his book that we really think are really neat?
Well, one of them, which is very obvious, is that anything worthwhile takes time. This is a better way, but we're not selling magic beans. Anything of value takes time to develop. He believes in a formula. He calls it the 1-3-5-7 formula. Now, sometimes it takes less time, and sometimes it takes more time, but as a general rule, it takes about a year to become competent, to learn the basic skills. About 3 years of part-time effort to go full-time, if that's what you desire. 5 years of consistent effort will help you to become a six-figure income earner. And again, that takes focus. It isn't just about time. It's learning the skills and being focused. In 7 years, you're an expert.
Here's something else that I absolutely love. Never stop learning. And I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, but we've been talking about CDs. And, hey, we're here to talk to you about a book that is affecting the lives of many, many successful network marketing professionals. So here we are offering it to you, right? But a word of caution. Let's be careful about distractions. I think one of the things that differentiates, say, a presidential, perhaps from someone with a growing business, is that distractions occur. And very often I will get a call from someone that is in the business with us, and they'll say, well, such and such happened. And they don't look for a solution to make sure that they keep the ball rolling. Recently, we had one of our associates who's going through a really difficult family crisis and was at the hospital and with a loved one. And you know what was so amazing to me? That she kept her balance. She's on a roll. She's got some great stuff going. And she's had this crisis that she's dealing with. And once things were quiet, she found a corner and called me about a couple of things that we were working on. That's a sign of true leadership. So if there's stuff happening in your life, and listen, life happens. See what you can do about finding solutions, how to stay on target. Yes, you deal, it doesn't always have to be an emergency, but some of the most incredibly easy things to solve, I find that people don't. So just have that awareness and go out there and take action, because let's face it, there's no results without actions. We're giving you these wonderful skills. The book is not big, but boy, it is just full of information. So you make your plan and you do what you do, right? Use your mana tracker to track it. I'm telling you, it's changing people's lives right now. And then once you do, say, like, we just had a really successful week, right? So today, the leader that I was working with and I, we reviewed the week. Who do we have to follow up with? Who do we need to do a full presentation to? And we reviewed what we did and reviewed what we need to do better in the following week. So plan, do, review. Plan, do, review. And just never stop doing that. Do what we're doing. Take the bull by the horn and teach someone this next week how to be successful. If you've got somebody brand new coming into your business, tell them to go to the website until you can get the book in your own hand. I cannot stress enough how much this should be. Everybody, it gets this book that joins our organization. And if you all know Mary Jo Hilliker, this is the starter book. People start here who want to make a living with Manitech. This is where they start. And let's be aware of our associations. I tell you, that's not very easy for some of us, right? So there are people that are negative and there are people that are positive in their life. We have so much to be grateful for. Stick with those people that get the blessing, right? And more importantly, find someone in your life who will push you. And I'll tell you, when I read that, I have a few people that I'm blessed with that say, what's it going? And even though we've been with Manitech 21 years, these people encourage us to grow more, and we're doing that. We're listening to the CDs. We're reading the books. And Eric's book is just one time, just one of them. Teach that new person you're working with, dream big, but allow them to see that they can start small by becoming a regional director. Paint the big picture for them, but make sure you make the path easy for them to see. Network marketing is the best way for the average person to enjoy personal freedom. We have lived that personal freedom for 21 years. We've met some amazing people, and if you've been in Nantucket a long time, you know what we're talking about. This is our family. I can't imagine doing anything else. Have you ever had one of your relatives say to you, all you guys think about is eat, drink, and eat Manitech? That's what it took for us to be where we are today. And so I encourage you to just jump in, because you know what? Lauren, what's the last thing we want to share with these guys?
Well, that it's all worth it.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the other side, you look at people like doctors and lawyers and CEOs and world-class musicians, athletes, how long does it take them to get to the top of their profession? The barrier of entry is incredible for some, and a doctor's going to have to go to school for at least 12 years. There's schooling and there's internships and there's continuing education before they can actually start to earn. With network marketing, there are no barriers of entry, and you can become a network marketing professional and be earning while you're learning. For me, it's about the freedom. When we looked at this industry versus the only traditional businesses, I saw for the first time the opportunity to be truly free.
Mm.
And the ability to do what you want to do. I mean, freedom means having choices. True freedom means being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And true freedom means living the life that you want instead of living the life that other people want you to live. It's about the lives you'll touch. You'll help dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe even thousands of people, depending how focused you get. The people you meet, you will find friendships that will last a lifetime. Travel, my goodness gracious, we've been so blessed to travel all over. It's just incredible, and many of these are incentive trips, and they're free. And you get to travel to any country where we're open, and it's a tax deduction. How fabulous is that? I don't know about Australia.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I know in the United States it is. It's about the contributions that you can make, you know, helping your parents, helping your family. And it's not always necessarily just about money. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's your influence. I love this part here. It's about the person you will become. The greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become in order to get what you want. The journey is everything. Ask yourself this. If in 2 to 5 years, if time and money weren't an object in your life, what would you do differently than you're doing now? You know, Eric ends every one of his broadcasts with an expression. I'm just going to quote a small part of it. He says, it's a stone-cold fact that we have a better way. Now let's go tell the world.
And that's it for tonight. Diana, are you still there, darling?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, very easily.
Yeah, that was outstanding. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Just to repeat that website, was that networkmarketingpro.com?
Yes, it is, networkmarketingpro.com.
Yeah.
The materials are there. It's the only place you can find the book. We're going to encourage you to get the book and the audio set, but there's another one,
DVD.
Another DVD, which is called The Rise of the Entrepreneur. And it is a wonderful piece. Say someone has had the presentation, want to know more, and you want to just firm up their belief in network marketing. This Rise of the Entrepreneur is a great follow-up piece.
Eric Pro interviews 25 world-renowned experts in their fields. And some of these names are people that we know, Brian Tracy, Kiyosaki, people, Mark Victor Hansen, Richard Brook. It's incredible who he has on this
video.
DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Zane Pilzer. I mean, the list goes on. Bob Proctor. What they're all talking about is the changing economy and how network marketing really, really is the solution for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So it just validates what we do, and then the book teaches you all the skills necessary. So it's a great 1-2 punch.
Excellent. It's so good to have a consolidated resource for all these skills that people can reference and integrate into their business to become network marketing professionals, as you say.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us are actually introducing ourselves. People say, what do? We are professional network marketing. We are network marketing professionals. There's a kind of a posturing that goes with that. In the past, we've always said, you know, we are research and development or wellness or whatever. But now I see this happening with so many of us, Diana, where people are feeling proud and it's spreading. It's spreading. You're seeing it on Facebook. You're seeing it all over the place. People are really proud to be part of this amazing industry.
Yes, excellent. And so thank you so much. I know Sharon often finishes with the question to our speakers, what is in your heart? Spoken very much from your heart, but is there any closing comments from your heart that you'd like to share with our guests this morning in regard to what you're doing in Manatech?
We've been so blessed to be on the road for Manatech in the last year. We've seen the shifting. We've seen the story. I will share one quick thing with you guys. In February, when we did go to South Africa, we had the opportunity to visit a soup kitchen in the area. I was a little nervous. We were a little nervous going in, and we didn't want the strangers coming in to interfere with their lives. And picture a dirt road with houses on each side of houses. They were huts, right? And so what happens is at noon, they ring a bell, and all the little kids come running with bowls, you know, so they can be fed with the phytoplan, right? Moments. The children came running, wore Manatech T-shirts, right? They all knew who we were. And because Louis and Leonie van der Linde have been going there for years, and these kids, they threw themselves at us, and they were wrapping their arms around our legs and hugging us. And you know what? Our mission, who we are as a company, became alive for us. And Ron and I would look at each other and smile. And, you know, look, we've seen the videos. We know we've been around a long time, and we know the effort that our company has made to make a difference. And we talk about it all the time. Caring enough to make a difference is, you know, our slogan, right?
Yes.
And to live and eat and breathe, physically have these children in our arms. I would love, we posted them on Facebook, and I'll be glad to post them again, to have these children in our arms. Let me tell you guys, this is for real. And if I had anything to share, it was when you're having those doubts or when things are going rough, hear it from the Roys. The babies are out there and they're alive and well. It has absolutely been life-changing for us to be part of Manatech, and we are so grateful every single day that a neighbor introduced us to this industry. Ron, did you want to do just something real quick, like to wrap up?
I've got to find a way to get to Australia.
We do.
Well, we would love to have you here.
Well, put the request in, okay? We would love it. We would love to go to Australia. It was the first international country, other than Canada, of course, that our business expanded. And matter of fact, just a little bit of a thing, Ron and I had a very, very successful business builder who went into Australia, and it was through his efforts that the very first presidential, Australian presidential, came through our business. Way back, oh my gosh, I don't know when it was, you? Was in the late 90s? It was. So we kind of feel like a personal connection to Australia because we were, we watched him, he went there with his family and worked for 6 weeks, and from that came the first Manatech presidential from Australia. So we kind of have that as our kind of one of our flags, you know, for success. So thank you for
thank
having
you so
us,
much.
Diana.
We'd love to have you, and I'm sure you'd be welcome with open arms.
All right. Good night. Good day.